We're doing Chafetz Chaim, and we're up to the topic we had begun, actually, the discussion of when we hear Lashon Hara from someone who we really, really trust. We trust them as much as if it would be two witnesses. Or, if we overhear Lashon Hara, but it's being said, as the Halacha calls it, Meisiach Lefi Tumo. The person is talking innocently. He doesn't even intend to tell us Lashon Hara. We're on page Kuf Nun, the seventh chapter, the seventh halacha. Klal Zayin Halacha Zayin. I was once on a bus, and someone sitting two rows in front of me was talking about someone that I knew. And they weren't interested in telling me. They didn't realize they were talking to me. It was very interesting. The guy goes, "I'll tell you a big secret, but you're not allowed to tell anyone," he says into the phone. He says, "I have this roommate, his name is..." Well, I won't tell you his name, but he's about to cut such and such a deal, and I get to hear everything, whether I like it or not. I'm sitting two rows back from him, and I know who his roommate is, and I know what the deal is, and suddenly I get to hear all this juicy stuff I didn't even mean to hear, and he didn't mean to tell me. It's Meisiach Lefi Tumo. He's talking innocently. Till today, he doesn't know that he told me. It's irrelevant. I didn't do anything about it. But I'm saying he meant to talk on the phone. He was telling someone some very secret information about a deal someone else was cutting. And it happens to be. I got to hear it all, whether I liked it or not. So we said there's either someone who you really trust, Mehemin Kebetre, or Meisiach Lefi Tumo, or im yesh lo al hasipur ra'u dvarim hanikarim shu emet, or you have supportive evidence that the story you are being told is true. So in any of these three instances, now we're going to start discussing the laws of, can I believe the lashon hara I'm hearing? Either because the person is very trusted, or because he didn't even mean to tell me, I overheard him speaking innocently, or if I have supportive evidence. That's our topic here. Yes?
You're saying in the same story, in the same conversation, there's you and two other people, or three people, two of them are having a Lashon Hara and one of them is not. The same conversation.
Could be, or else it could be that, like in the scenario on the bus, where the guy omitted the critical information to make it Lashon Hara. The guy is sitting two rows up from me. He's talking to someone on the phone, and he says he's calling his relative in America, and he says, "I have a roommate. There's this amazing story about to happen. My roommate's about to cut an amazing deal. He's about to make a mint, cheating the guy off." Now, his relative in America has no clue who his roommate is, so it's not Lashon Hara. He doesn't know who's doing it, and he doesn't intend to tell Lashon Hara. I'm sitting two rows back, and I hear the conversation. I know who his roommate is. I know the deal that's about to happen. And suddenly I hear that the guy is cheating in the whole deal. The truth is, he wasn't cheating. I changed the story a drop, meaning the truth is that the deal, he wasn't cheating. He was just about to cut the deal of a lifetime, and he didn't want anyone to know. He didn't do anything wrong. But I'm saying the same scenario, what struck me on that bus ride was, here I am getting very classified information, and the guy sitting two rows in front of me doesn't realize that I can put the dots together. I'm sitting here. He assumes, who knows who I am, who knows who my roommate is, who knows what the deal is, and he doesn't realize that I'm sitting two rows back and I see all the dots. But he didn't, I'm saying in the scenario, in the real story that happened, there wasn't Lashon Hara being said, it was just personal information being said. I just switched the story a drop, and I said, if he were telling Lashon Hara, there can be an instance where he doesn't mean to say Lashon Hara, he's telling his mom in America the story about how his roommate's about to cheat someone. He doesn't mean to say Lashon Hara. The mother didn't hear Lashon Hara because she has no clue who it's being told about. But you, the listener, say, wait a second. Now I know that his roommate is a thief.
Now, if this person on the other end of the phone would get to know the guy on the phone, his roommate, would that...
That would be Lashon Hara?
But he doesn't know him at the conversation. A week later, he gets to know.
Well, that's the whole idea of Lashon Hara is you have to be careful not to cause derivative effects. Ve'av she'b'rov ha'dinim hem shavim. So we're continuing the third line of the seventh chapter, one line up from the bottom. Ve'av she'b'rov ha'dinim hem shavim. And even though ordinarily, in most aspects of the halacha, it's irrelevant whether you trust him, whether he happened to be saying it to someone else over the phone, he wasn't even talking to you, whether he was saying it innocently or whether you have supportive evidence. In most halachot, these things are all equal. Nonetheless, I analyzed each one in their own paragraph. Because really, in a few details, each one of these three examples is different than the others, so each one will get their own attention. And also, if I would try to discuss all of them at once, then you'd get very confused learning the details of each one. So now I'm going to begin. May the one who graces man with wisdom, may he help me get through these halachot. Isur kabbalat lashon hara, the prohibition to accept lashon hara, u'afilu im shama ma'adam shu me'emin lei kedivrei shnei edim. It's even if you're listening to someone who you trust as though there were two witnesses here. You know this person tells the truth. You don't doubt his testimony for a second. You believe him, you'd bet your life on it. So it's completely true in your mind what he said. The halacha says you're not allowed to accept it as fact. He came and told you, you should know, your roommate just robbed the bank. You're standing there, you don't know your roommate robbed the bank, but you certainly trust this guy. The halacha says you're not allowed to take it as a fact. You don't know yet. ומה שכתבנו לאל בכלל דל את סעיף עד מותר לגלות עניין בעצנה לרבו לאיש סודו אם ידע שימין דבריו כדברי שני עדים ומותר לרבו לקבל דבר זה ולשנות או להתרחם חברתו עד שרי ודל שם דרכו הרעה. And even though earlier we discussed that if you know that someone did something wrong and you know that they have a Rebbe who can affect them, then if you know that that Rebbe will believe you, he will take your word, because he knows you, so then you can talk to them. Because over there we were talking about something which technically, if you know that they're still doing this thing wrong, you're allowed to tell other people that. Because over there the Chafetz Chaim was talking about someone who did something that everyone knows you're not allowed to do. So when someone does that, you know they didn't do it by mistake. And being that, as far as you know, they did it and they haven't stopped doing it, so everyone basically is allowed to know it. Let's take an example. We have had public figures who drive on Shabbos, who turn on lights, turn off lights. They drive on Shabbos. Is it permissible to tell someone, you know, this and this political figure drives on Shabbos? People have seen him drive on Shabbos. We know he drives on Shabbos. He doesn't make any he doesn't try to show like he doesn't drive on Shabbos, and everyone knows you're not allowed to drive on Shabbos. So in such an instance, technically I'm allowed to tell other people. Because you don't have to assume he made a mistake, he didn't know. Like the story in the Talmud and Tractate Pesachim, where the person committed adultery. So no one thinks adultery is permissible. And two of you have thought he's allowed to come to court and tell them the story. But that's a specific example where you know someone did something wrong. Everyone knows what he did is wrong. As far as you know they didn't do tshuva, you're allowed to go talk to their Rebbe. There's no room to think they didn't know what they were doing was wrong. You're allowed to go to their talk to their Rebbe. But what about something where maybe the person didn't know it was prohibited? Student comes to Machon Meir. He's still shaving with a razor. He doesn't know it's prohibited. So, kegon v'chesron yediat isur ha'maaseh, sometimes a person doesn't know that that act is prohibited. Olai bishgagah b'liado, or maybe he knew it was prohibited, but he wasn't paying attention. He made a mistake. How often does it happen that a person's drinking his soup and a fly flies in and he takes out the fly? And he forgets it. You're not supposed to take out a fly on Shabbos. Take it out with some soup so you don't do borer on Shabbos. He didn't think of that. A person takes his tea bag and he isn't thinking. He takes the whole tea bag, squeezes out the tea, and tosses the tea bag on Shabbos. He wasn't thinking. So there, maybe he didn't realize he did it. Or, for example, if it's just putting someone down, you're going to say what they've done wrong to put them down. Or you're going to say, so-and-so isn't so smart, he isn't so kind, he isn't so quick. Or else, he's giving us a long list of things which are prohibited to tell and which are prohibited to believe when someone tells us. So example number one is an instance where he might have done it by mistake. Example number two is when the teller is trying to put him down. Example number three is when the person is saying how he's missing something. You know, so-and-so, he's not so clean. It's not a nice thing to say. You're putting someone down. Example number four of a prohibited type of Lashon Hara is when you're mentioning what so-and-so's relatives did. You know, his father is a gangster. We had a student here whose father was a mafianaire. And it was amazing how no one spoke about it until the student told me. I didn't know. And then when I knew, I suddenly found out. Other people also knew, but everyone was careful in the laws of the Lashon Hara. No one said it. You're not allowed to tell Lashon Hara, you're not allowed to tell over. You know what so-and-so used to do? Before he came to yeshiva, you know where he used to hang out? So with all of these examples, you're not allowed to say, well, I heard it from someone who I trust completely. It must be true. No, that's not true. That's Lashon Hara. It doesn't matter if I trust the person telling me. Because even if you'll tell me the guy is telling me the truth, so what? The Torah still prohibits telling it over. So the Torah says, try to look at him favorably. You don't have a right to go around telling people what did his father do, what's his history, how this guy is missing something. Either he's not quick, or he's not clean, or he's not smart, or whatever you're going to say about him. Any one of these derogatory things fall under the heading of Lashon Hara, and just because you really, really trust the person telling you, doesn't mean you're allowed to listen to it and say, yes, that's true, that's a fact. You don't know. Try to think positively. So the guy isn't allowed to tell it over, and the listener isn't allowed to accept it as a fact. Yes?
Is this talking about a case for example, a public figure who guides in Shabbat, that it's not common knowledge?
That could be an example. Well, he's not talking about a public figure. He's talking about your roommate, your neighbor.
You gave an example about a public figure.
That was earlier. He said, when are you allowed to go to his Rebbe? Oh. When it's something that everyone knows is prohibited, and it's general knowledge that he's done it, and no one thinks he made a mistake, so...
Okay, but this is the other example that we're talking about now is when it's not common knowledge.
This is when it's not common knowledge and no one knows about it and there's no reason to tell it over. He said, when are you allowed to go to his Rebbe? That's when it's something which technically I'm allowed to tell someone. Chaim the politician drives on Shabbos. Unfortunately, no one thinks he's making a mistake. He knows he's not allowed to drive on Shabbos, and he does. Now, technically, that's not Lashon Hara for me to tell it over. So the halacha says, if you know his Rebbe will trust you, when you tell him, you could go and tell his Rebbe. But all these other examples, those are examples of where you're not allowed to tell it and you're not allowed to listen to it. Yes?
If you make him try to meet the love. Like, let's say
let's say you know you drive on Shabbos, and then you're like, hey, let's go watch him drive on Shabbos, and then we make him pile the mita.
Well, when Beis Din will come back, we'll have to worry about that. Right now, we don't have a death penalty. So, an interesting question, right? Should we try to testify something that'll hurt someone?
I mean, is that like Lashon Hara? Like, you're trying to get somebody to testify?
It's not Lashon Hara. When you have two kosher witnesses, it's not Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim adds a parenthetical note. He says, it's not only the issue of Lashon Hara, but by listening, a person also causes the one who speaks to transgress, because technically, because he has a listener, he's transgressing the Lashon Hara. And so one becomes an accomplice to another transgression of Lifnei Ve'alo Titen Michshol. One should not cause others to stumble. So I'm just an innocent listener. No, I'm not. The second I'm listening, I'm giving him an audience. If I'm giving him an audience, then he will tell it over, and then he's transgressing too. If I would say, I can't listen right now, he won't tell it over. If he won't tell it over, he won't transgress. So, the more... Yeah.
You don't know he's going to say that Lashon Hara until he actually says it.
That's true.
Seconds. You don't know, you know. It's also like really, really quick.
Sometimes.
Maybe if you're talking about someone, then you could say, like, you know, but I don't want to hear this Lashon Hara, but, you know, like, you can't possibly. You know?
Right. There are times where you can't avoid it. That's for sure true. Right.
Then you're not a part of that.